KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The suspected killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson remains in a Pennsylvania jail fighting extradition to New York. Luigi Mangione's writings show anger with health insurance companies and a disdain for corporate greed and power. He is being held without bail. The Labor Department is out with its November report on consumer prices. Yes, we are still paying more than we were a year ago for nearly everything, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The Consumer Price Index takes into account all items across all categories. In November, the CPI rose 0.3% from its October level and 2.7% over the past 12 months. That's in line with analysts' expectations. Nearly 40% of last month's rise came in the housing category.
It's the latest in the grocery store saga. Albertsons is giving up on its merger with Kroger's a day after two separate courts rejected the deal. Albertsons is also suing Kroger, saying it didn't do enough to secure regulatory approval for the deal. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $13 million in funding for the accelerator company Generator to develop the Great Lakes economy. The funding is meant to help the company support entrepreneurs and help small businesses develop technology to improve the maritime economy. Senator Baldwin has also called on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to prioritize Great Lakes projects with Inflation Reduction Act funds. Those interested in applying for the accelerator program can do so online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on a proposed deer management unit rule. The draft rule would allow the Department of Natural Resources to return to habitat-based deer management units in the Northern Forest Zone and parts of the Central Forest Zone. The public comment period on the proposal will be open until January 10th, and DNR officials will host a virtual public meeting on the draft rule on January 8th. Public comments can be mailed to the DNR office in Madison or submitted online. An interesting new classroom at the University of Wisconsin-Superior is almost set to begin its journey to the school. The university has developed a floating classroom to be used as a research vessel and teaching environment on Lake Superior, and it's currently getting the finishing touches at a shipyard in Louisiana. After being fully completed, the floating classroom will be sailed up to the school, and officials are expecting it to arrive sometime this spring. They say the classroom will be used for both STEM students and liberal arts students. A Rice Lake man accused of burglary at a closed sand plant near Chetek has entered a guilty plea. On Monday, 28-year-old Draven Mers pled guilty to felony burglary relating to the September 2023 theft. According to court documents, Mers and 35-year-old Lee Lefevers broke into the facility to steal wires and electrical components. Lefevers pled guilty on burglary charges earlier this year. Mers was charged with criminal damage to property, but that charge was dismissed as part of the plea deal. He's scheduled to be sentenced in February. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, seven below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only three above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you ever have a question for the doctor, just email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is back. Hey, good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm just sitting here thinking, I never get a chance. Our conversation just starts to take off because of your vast knowledge, and it just ends so quickly. I've got another one of those shows again this morning, topics that only Dr. Robert Craig, I think, handles better than anybody else. Dr. Craig, students continue to clash with UW Board of Regents over divestment and transparency amid police crackdown. A quick summary. Nearly 50 protesters disrupted a UW Board of Regents meeting demanding divestment from Israel and transparency in university investments. Police arrested 19 protesters with reports of excessive force and injuries. Activists allege university investments support companies linked to Israel's military actions and apartheid policies. Dr. Craig, what these students are doing is what our nation and what students before them had always done. Historically protested things that they did not agree with. That's been the status quo for universities as long as I can remember. Students, educated students who see things that aren't right, And they've always had a right to protest as long as they're not, you know, damaging things. Dr. Craig, why are these students and students like them across this nation now, why have we created this and changed what has been, you know, something that we always lauded students for, being active and engaged? Why now are they being vilified?
Well, it's hypocrisy. Universities, UW system justifies its existence and public funding based on the idea education is one of the core pillars of democracy. Well, this is a very democratic idea to abridge people's right to free speech and free assembly. And this is at the core of the right. the right's been extended, all sorts of stuff unanticipated, like corporate communication that was never anticipated, either in the framing of the Wisconsin state constitution in the 1840s or the U.S. Constitution. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with the speech or not. That isn't the point. The point is, this goes back to the fundamental principle of free speech, that ultimately you need a fair, open vetting of opinion in order to get to truth. Okay, so I can give you a rationale that there are a lot of reasons to be very concerned with the United States' lockstep position with Israel's very forward military policy and what's going on in Gaza and Lebanon and is going on in Syria right now. But you don't have to agree with that to agree that there's a fundamental right to free speech. We're spending a horrible lesson to our students. But let me quote, it's amazing how the Constitution has been twisted, both the state and federal constitution, to defend things like immunity for President Trump in the U.S. Constitution case, and it was never anticipated. Let me just read what the Wisconsin State Constitution says on free assembly. Right to assemble and petition, Section 4. This is in the Declaration of Rights under Article 1. The right of the people to peaceably assemble, to consult for the common good and petition the government or any department thereof shall not be abridged. Okay, that's pretty clear that you can't abridge it. So unless there is violence, they cannot abridge the plain reading the Constitution. What's amazing is that our courts find ways to abridge or to allow the abridgement too often of the rights that were intended originally when this was framed. This was framed that caused both the state and federal constitution on, you know, understanding of what authoritarian governments like the British monarchy used to impose upon colonists in the United States and the colonies. And that, so this is core. So I do not understand how this is even legal. But it seems like there's a strong opinion. It's not being called out by nearly enough people. And you claim that there's great coalition in favor of democracy against the rise of autocracy. There's great hypocrisy within that coalition.
You know, Dr. Craig, this has been going on, and we've turned a blind eye to it. And you know, we've seen protests by young people all of our lives. They're the ones who and, you know, unfortunately have the courage to challenge our nation to live up to its creeds, Dr. Craig. And our nation is failing in those things, and we aren't pushing back. Those of us who are watching this are just allowing it to happen, and it continues to erode. Dr. Craig, it's the reason that I wanted to bring this up, because I know you understand it, because you deal with a lot of young people and those kinds of things who are engaged in citizen action. And so it's not a matter of whether or not you agree with their belief on what's happening in Israel. That's not the issue, is it? It's the fact that they have a right to do this.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, obviously, there's a proud tradition to divestment movements. You can go back to South Africa,
right,
where let's face it, the whole establishment, Ronald Reagan, were all against. We needed the apartheid regime for the Cold War. It all seems easy now. It didn't seem easy then with a lot of the establishment, and that ruffled a lot of feathers. And the same thing is going on now. And whether you agree or disagree with everything the protesters say, we want them to get an understanding this is the core of being a citizen of a democracy, and that they have a right to do this. They have the right to free assembly may not be abridged. You know, I've taken to asking Supreme Court candidates this, and I can't say anything nothing's been said on the record, but I'm saying that, shall we say that I've not been told that this is that I'm misreading the Wisconsin State Constitution. The language is plain.
You know, Dr. Craig, I saw the protests from the Vietnam War. I saw young people in universities all over this country and the impact that they had in the end of changing the trajectory of that war. And so, yes, it was not something that many people in this nation wanted to agree with, but the steadfastness of and the commitment of those students help bring about the change in that.
people forget, Earl, there's this kind of idea the Vietnam War was unpopular the whole time. No, it was popular until quite late, and it was considered very controversial what student movements did on campus. And obviously, there was things that went too far, like the bombing of the site, right, killing UW-Madison. We're not talking about that. That has not taken place. I was a student leader in the 90s at UW and UW-Madison. We didn't have issues like this. It was after apartheid,
right,
but already occurred, and before some of the later protest movements. But we were protesting tuition increases, and that was the beginning of making college unaffordable. The 90s was kind of the pivot point where we started building prisons and stopped investing in both K-12 and higher, right, education in this state. So I think these students are doing the most American, most Democratic thing possible, regardless of whether you entirely agree with them. But I got to say, let's talk about the facts here. You can say that there are statements made by some student leaders nationally. I don't have anything, right, to call out for the Wisconsin group. But that isn't by association tar everyone else, right, in this movement. They're, the rest of the world thinks that Israel is committing war crimes in Gaza.
Yes.
Okay. And the World Court is not some anti-Semitic body. I'm sorry, my father's side of the family is Jewish.
Right.
So I take anti-Semitism extremely seriously, both generally speaking, because of what's happened in the 20th century, but also because I have Jewish blood on my father's, right, side. But it does the disservice to anti-Semitism just to throw out any disagreement with Netanyahu as somehow anti-Semitic. That gets in the way of the real anti-Semitism. It just weaponizes it for a political purpose. And so, I mean, the World Court has found that there is probable cause to believe there is genocide, that there is a likely genocide taking place. That is a very high standard in international law. So they're not just throwing that word around like some protesters might. That is a very serious charge, and there's very serious evidence of that.
And, after it's all said and done, they have a right to say it, okay? And so when we start taking away those rights from people, from these young people, because we don't like it, then we're going to be no better than the man who's getting ready to go into office, Dr. Craig, and who's going to, which we're going to be talking about, in the next, 45 minutes, that man who's the new, the new president of the United States, and the different things that he's going to be doing and taking away, when you turn away from things that are right before your face and don't do anything to address those things, then they manifest themselves the way they're going to now with Donald Trump. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is here, and you, 855-752-4842. Mike, we'll be coming to you. You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small,
all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is back in the saddle. Let's go to the phone lines, and Mike from Kenosha, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, as always. You know, a lot of things come to mind when we're talking about protesting. And the changes, quite frankly, that we've witnessed since the 60s to today. You know, now it seems, you know, we have a right-wing media machine that demonizes protesting. You know, look what happened with BLM, for example.
Yeah.
Not only did were they demonized early and often, they were infiltrated, they were set up to be referred to and classified as radicals. And next thing you know, BLM is kind of a four-letter word, only three in this case. But there's nothing more American than protesting. And when we began to see, especially right after 9/11, you know, Patriot Act, you know, we see so many examples of people protesting, trying to bring things to the surface, but yet were attacked as radicals. And one quick example is Julian Assange. Remember,
yes,
he was reporting war crimes. They had hacked in, WikiLeaks had hacked in to all these murders and all just shoot anything that moves in the desert kind of mentality that seemed to permeate the 9/11 and in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. So when a person does, you know, protest like Assange, America did not have his back. So we've forgotten what made America the backbone that is required by the American public in order for America to function the way, you know, we want it to function. But no, what we've witnessed is the influencers have been demonizing and now regulating of all things, protesting. The only thing I comes to mind that the right wingers are in favor of is regulating protesting. So it just seems to me that, again, I say this early and I say it often, but the peeps got to get a backbone. We have to stand up and become a purple society and work toward the commons, the common benefits, such as freedom of speech, and regulating clean water and clean air. Gosh, it's in our hands, but yet we punt early and often.
Hey, Mike, always, man, great stuff. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
He's right. If we're going to talk about democracy and talk about it being at risk, which I do agree it is, and we need to defend its fundamental principles. It's never been a matter of whether you agree with the speech, though, quite frankly, this is extremely legitimate position given the situation. This is not, completely out there speech at all. But it's amazing how over time, institutions like the UW, which is supposed to be a public institution built by taxpayers, right, over the decades, putting their nickels and dimes together since the beginning when we were a very poor state, that somehow it's not treated as fully public, that they get to act like it's private property, and they throw in their own criterion, like, is it disruptive to classes? I don't see anything in the Wisconsin Constitution says that you had that the right to free assembly and protest and petition shall not be abridged unless it's considered disruptive by authorities to the academic environment at the university. There's no such exception. It's unqualified. It's complete.
Dr. Craig, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and their Doge government efficiency pitch that they're taking to the Hill, the American people, I don't think, have any concept, Dr. Craig. It's part of 2025. Regulations, have, for the most part, have come into existence because of governments and doing things that harm the American people. And so regulations, for the most part, are there to protect the average American citizen. They're not an evil. But what's getting ready to happen is they're getting ready to do away with many regulations that have come into existence, Dr. Craig, because of protests, because of the American people who stood up and said, this is not right. Our government should not allow corporations to poison the American people. And yet part of what Doge is and what Donald Trump is talking about and what Republicans are talking about in this first blitz is doing away with regulations, Dr. Craig, at a time when we finally started to see some impact in some regulations that have been making a difference in the people's lives. You talk about green energy and how long you guys have been fighting. We're finally starting to see some traction. And now we've got people who are going to come in and wipe all that away. I want you to talk about the importance of those regulations, why they're there and why they're not the enemy of the American people. 855-752-4842, none other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action and You on the Earl Ingram Show. To me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world, 'cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents will see the largest increase in K-12 property taxes since 2009 this year. As school districts across the state struggle to keep up with their funding needs, they've turned to their communities with operational referendums. Nearly two-thirds of all districts in the state have passed a referendum over the last few years, and this year residents will pay around $327 million more because of it. The K-12 property taxes increased by 5.7% this year after jumping 5.4% last year. Wisconsin farmers will soon see more raw milk testing for avian flu as national regulators attempt to halt the spread of the disease. So far, there have been no confirmed cases of the virus in the state, despite confirmed cases in neighboring Minnesota, Michigan, and Iowa. Under the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new testing strategy, states like Wisconsin, which have so far been unaffected, will have the frequency of sampling decreased after several rounds. Cows must also be tested before fairs or exhibitions and interstate travel. A long-anticipated housing project officially broke ground in Duluth on Tuesday. The Incline Village project at the former Duluth Central High School site will house more than 1,300 condos, apartments, and retail shops when officially completed. A lack of affordable housing has been identified as one of the biggest challenges facing the area as city officials look to continue growing the community. The first phase of construction on the project will see a condo building with 70 units, and officials hope to officially open it by summer of 2026. An environmental group fighting against the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project in Superior has petitioned the state Supreme Court to get involved. Clean Wisconsin and the Sierra Club filed the petition on Thursday, challenging the Public Service Commission's approval of the controversial project. The planned facility would be a nearly $1 billion gas-fired power plant, and environmental activists say the Public Service Commission did not give environmental standards enough consideration before giving the project its approvals. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian who told the crowd how happy he was to be back also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, 7 below tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of only 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. As Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And before we went on break, I was pointing out to Dr. Craig about regulations and why they are there. And Dr. Craig, here's an article quickly before we let you respond. It says, Biden did it. Most regulation-filled federal register ever at 96,000 pages. With 7 weeks to go before he turns the keys to the U.S. government over to President Donald Trump, President Joe Biden has made history in a way only Washington swamp could celebrate. For the first time ever, the Federal Register, which published all the government regulations and administration's proposals, smashed through the record held by former President Barack Obama to set a new level that is sure to grow higher as the Biden team moves to lock in its liberal agenda. Let me say this, Dr. Craig, before you respond. I worked in the automobile industry. I walked into a plant at 18 years old. When I walked into that plant, Dr. Craig A.O. Smith, it was called the butcher shop. And there were guys with fingers missing and guys who couldn't hear and guys with arms missing and all sorts of things, guys who had been poisoned by carcinogens and other things. That was okay. That was the way things were. And then something called OSHA, Dr. Craig, came into existence. When I walked out of A.O. Smith, I had all my digits. My hearing is still great after 34 years in that plant. I'm not saying I wasn't exposed to some carcinogens and other things, but Dr. Craig, regulations. So what do you say to people who agree with Republicans and Donald Trump and others about regulations and why they should be done away with?
Well, it's a know-nothing kind of argument. It really is. I mean, we do when you have regulations that are on books a long time, can they get overly complicated? And are there smart things you do to simplify them and streamline them and consider what we developed, in this decade and how it relates to what we developed maybe two decades ago and synthesize it? Yes, you could certainly do that, but it has to be within the context of what is the purpose of the regulation. Not all regulations are bad. In the 19th century, we didn't have these government regulations, and the death rate in manufacturing plants was 20 and the casualty rate 25%. I mean, these weren't good manufacturing jobs that we later created. Regulation created that. Regulation is about our democracy deciding that there are certain things you oughtn't to be able to do to harm other people, right? It's the problem with the forever chemicals everyone's worried about in Wisconsin. They weren't regulated. So industry just poured them out there, and now we have this huge public health problem and people dying of all the various cancers because someone wanted to make better, nonstick cookware, knew what it was, right, and put it out anyway. And so Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are entirely unqualified and to do this, number one. And number two, they have a conflict of interest. This is straight out corruption. They are government contractors. It has been, and so, if we're not going to regulate SpaceX, for example, which does all right, then that could endanger health and life. But let me give you an example. This is in the media, and this is why they should be excluded. We shouldn't allow a corrupt conflict of interest handed over to a one billionaire and one near billionaire. I understand Vivek is a few tens of millions short of a billionaire. And a six pack, you could say, using metaphor. But if they have a direct interest. So Elon Musk apparently wants to replace Uber and Lyft with Teslas, which are completely automated. Okay.
No drivers.
no drivers. So all your Lyft and Uber drivers and taxi drivers, forget it, right? It would take over the industry. And the problem is all these pesky regulations at the local and state and national level to get in the way that require that these things be entirely safe and not run people over. And and you could go on and on as far as how many different interests, economic interests Elon Musk has. So this not only, I mean, under the cover of we need to simplify regulations, it's essentially another money grab, just like the huge tax cut for billionaires is a money grab. The best bet we're going to have here is that Doge is entirely ineffectual. It doesn't get much done.
Dr. Craig, hang on a second. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Ron. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir? Ron, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm driving.
That's okay.
Saying to me that people buy into this stuff of too much regulation and so forth, and it's just such a broad sweeping statement. Of course, there might be regulations that are out of date or in need of reform or are petty, but the vast majority of these things have been screened. Sometimes it takes years for these regulations to go through hearings and you know, analysis and review, and they go through, you know, legislative review. And that's because, in part, because it's a good idea to do that, but in part it's because Republicans have been playing this delay game on regulations so that the regulation doesn't get in until hopefully there's another Republican administration to kill it. And my concern now is that this guy coming in, Trump, is more than likely to just decree by executive order, you know, that half the regulations are null and void. And, unless the Republicans in the Congress fight him about that, it'll happen. And deconstructing those regulations takes us back to like the 1800s.
Well, I mean, Ron, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
He's quite right. There's delay game. There are critical improvements in regulations around public safety, labor standards, producing of carbon emissions that are driving the climate crisis that the Biden administration has gotten into place that they have an interest in sweeping away so that their billionaire friends can profit to a maximum degree, regardless of public safety or public health or the sustainability of our planet. And so you can't just take, this is not something you can take a hammer to, but of course, this is just this simple, one thing they have is a very simple ideology, right? Oh, there's all this, we're overregulated, there's all the red tape, we're just going to get rid of the red tape. We get the same kind of stuff from the Reagan right. years as well. And we need to be very specific on the kind of regulations we're talking about and why they exist and how they would harm people. They're not in there to make regulations simpler. They're in there to make sure that there is no democratic governmental check on how much profit they can make and who they can harm in making that profit.
You know, Dr. Craig, a prime example is, so what is the name of the procedure that changing oil over refineries? Refineries are prime example, Dr. Craig. Why there haven't been more refineries coming up is because of regulations that later on people found out that refineries cause cancer to so many people that live around those refineries. And so companies aren't in any big rush to build these refineries because it's already proven how many, you know, the carcinogens and those kinds of things and the damage that they cause to human beings. You can foresee with Donald Trump in the driver's seat, and the promises he's made to the oil companies, more refineries going up because regulations are going to be cut, which means you have more money and more gas, cheaper gas, but more innocent Americans dying. To me, Dr. Craig, That's not an even equivalent.
Yeah, so when he was on Meet the Press this weekend, he used his drill baby drill language again. Well, that's refineries. Another thing that is that the Biden administration imposed restrictions on methane leaks. So the big thing like We Energies and the other big utilities want to do is they want to build more natural gas plants.
Right.
There's a lot of problems with them, even though that's also a fossil fuel. Well, one of the big problems with natural gas is that there are all these methane leaks in the pipelines. And methane has 120 times more impact on global warming than CO2. It is the most potent global warming agent, and they don't want it regulated. They want to say that this is somehow cleaner than coal. It may be less clean than coal because of the methane leaks. And so that is an example of the kind of thing they want to sweep away, and really unethically for very short-term profit, and also without really telling the voters. What is really sleazy about this is that it's a bait and switch. You lie and say these smart billionaires or near billionaires are going to figure out this unnecessary regulation, when in fact they're not going to be there when your friends, your family members have cancers.
Right.
When global warming is over certain thresholds and feedback mechanisms and starts to inundate coastal cities, for example. And I don't know why they think that their intergenerational wealth is going to last. They're just putting this on their future generations as well. And I don't just mean two or three or four generations future. I mean, their children now, them themselves, they're younger enough. This is happening pretty quick.
Dr. Craig, Speaker Johnson says new GOP agenda will be very aggressive beginning right out of the gate. You saw Donald Trump on Meet the Press. Project 2025 is going to be implemented immediately. And so for all those people who, and I always say, Dr. Craig, for all those people who say, well, I voted for Donald Trump because I didn't, Kamala Harris and the Democrats didn't do this for us, or they didn't do that for us, but we voted for Donald Trump as a protest vote. It might be one of the most serious omissions that has ever happened in this nation, where people who knew this, they saw Donald Trump for 4 years, Dr. Craig. It's not like they didn't know. And you see exactly the people that he's putting in place, people who have no concept whatsoever in the areas that he's putting them in. They're endangering the lives of Americans and creating environments that, Dr. Craig, that is going to be so heinous to the American people. And so by the time people realize it, like, now it's too late. He's there. Your thoughts on the other side, 855-752-4842. It's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Good, let's go.
Yeah.
Now.
Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bell. Ringing out the first Noel. Joyous chimes ring loud and clear. Spreading word the Savior's here. Humble men kneel down to pray on this very special day.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you follow the American Democracy Minute, you know that until last year, Wisconsin held the infamous title as one of the most gerrymandered states in the U.S. That changed November 5th. Former Governor Scott Walker accelerated gerrymandering of the Wisconsin Assembly, Senate, and congressional maps during his 2011 to 2019 tenure, engineering a 64-35 majority in the Wisconsin Assembly and a 22-11 majority in the Senate, despite an evenly divided liberal and conservative electorate. In 2023, the GOP was short of a supermajority by only 2 Assembly seats. Vetoes by current Governor Tony Evers tried to keep even worse maps at bay, but a conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court ultimately allowed them. But a Supreme Court election in 2023 shifted the ideology of the court, and the court's reconsideration of the Assembly and Senate maps led to new, fairer maps for the 2024 general election. While Republicans maintain control of both houses, fair maps reduce the artificial Republican advantage in the Assembly, 54-45, and the Senate, 18-15. Veto overrides of the governor are far less likely, forcing the legislature to compromise on more legislation. The congressional district map, which did not change, but is also widely recognized as gerrymandered, gave a 6-2 advantage to Republicans. We have links to local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, your thoughts? I was talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, people bought into the Republicans are getting ready to move swiftly with Project 2025. Many people said they voted for Donald Trump as a protest vote because inflation was too high and the cost of things. But what's getting ready to come down the pike, Dr. Craig, if inflation was your issue, is going to pale in comparison to what's coming down the pike. Is it safe to say that?
It is, but we're going to, you know, sometimes it looks like we're going to have to pay a price for mistakes, right?
That's yeah.
Democracy. One of the things about democracy is that voters make mistakes, and it's become easier to make mistakes because so many people have get their information from completely, you know, media that has no, which is not really media, a right-wing noise chamber that has no regard for truth.
They will
just say anything, and they're going to hear just the opposite of what may be going on anyway. So we talked about the right of protest at the beginning. We're going to need good journalism in order to identify this. We're going to need protest movements to develop to call it out. But ultimately, the only solution to the problems in democracy is more democracy. So to try to, you know, Democrats need to fight to slow this down as much as possible. They may well be their own worst enemy, the Republicans and the Trumpies, in that they're not a lot of these cabinet officials are not highly competent. So they may not be able to accomplish everything they want to accomplish. I think that's a problem with Bobby Kennedy Jr. He actually has a higher level of competence and believes in these conspiracy theories. And we're going to have a lot of attacks on media. We just heard this disturbing news about both congressional staffers and media being without anyone's knowledge, having their phone records pulled by the Department of Justice because the Trump administration was so paranoid about leaks.
Yes.
So you're beginning to see things that go well beyond anything Richard Nixon ever dreamed of because there's no oversight. There is not a Supreme Court that is going to fulfill its constitutional role, for example. And so I think that I heard Elizabeth Warren was on MSNBC last night. We're going to need voices like that, people who can track the most consequential changes that people like Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are trying to make, and then to continue to try to educate the public about the consequences of all this.
All right, let's go to CJ. CJ, quickly, you say what?
Well, thank you both for taking my call. The truth of the matter is that as this president, Biden, falls asleep in meetings in front of the world, Trump is seeing changes, influencing changes like the fall of Syria and Assad walking away because the truth is coming.
Trump created that?
Dang right he did.
Dr. Craig, what can you say?
Turns out the Assad regime was a vicious regime, but there's a lot of concern that we may end up with something as bad or worse as far as what actually takes power. So let us see what happens. But it is amazing how much Trump's followers respect his powers. Their powers are so great that even the prospect of him taking office in January apparently is causing regimes that have been entrenched for decades to suddenly fall.
Let's go to David from San Francisco. David, quickly.
Oh, thanks, Earl. Yeah, just a softball question for your guest. Do you have any extensive lists of how to boycott Project 2025? The names I've seen right away are Yulin products. I think they make cardboard. They make a lot of packing supply products. Of course, the Koch brothers, there are a lot of posters about their lineup of products. I think Chevron gasoline is a good one to boycott, Gulf gasoline. Who are some of the real easy boycott material for the boycotting Project 2025?
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you probably need some time to...
Yeah, and it's a little broader from what I've read. I like Ann Nelson, the journalist, has done some good research on this. It's a whole lot of Fortune 500 companies, unfortunately, and this is the thought for us to consider. Though the ones that the caller mentioned are big funders of the right-wing infrastructure. But corporate America, in many ways, is on board for all of this. And they are really risking killing the golden goose. It's a stable democracy that has made it possible for them to build unparalleled wealth and the huge corporate infrastructure we've built over the last 2.5 centuries. And they seem to heedlessly think that careening towards, you know, really incompetent government and destructive government and flaunting all the norms of democracy are somehow going to be good for them. I mean, they've given a man authority who may be able just to raise tariffs on a whim based on what he decided in the middle of the night when he was inspired to make a true social post. I mean, it really goes back to the old monarchies where, my God, that the king had a temper tantrum and did this terrible destructive thing that caused a famine.
You know, Dr. Craig, man, there's never enough time. Always great talking to you. Always great information. We'll see you in a few days. All right. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Thank everybody who made the show go, especially my guests, dealing with lead in the water. And all of you, Calvin, thank you for doing the hard work. I'll be back on tomorrow. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on Air. Hey, find the gloves, the hats, and the scarves, and everything else, and make sure the babies are covered. See you guys on tomorrow. What do they do? What do they do?
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The lawyer for Luigi Mangione, the suspect accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, says the case is not open and shut against his client. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
About those alleged writings, sources say NYPD investigators have from Luigi Mangione attacking the U.S. health insurance industry and calling corporations parasites.
There's a rule of completeness, so you have to take any writing or any document in its entirety because some things can be taken out of context.
Mangione's attorney, Thomas Dickey, on the gun police say they found on his client.
A lot of guns look the same.
And?
I don't even know if that evidence would be admissible.
He says he expects police ballistics to match the gun to the shooting.
The inflation report for November shows consumer prices are up 0.3% and up 2.7% from 1 year ago. Food prices are higher, so are electricity, used car, and housing prices. 20,000 evacuations, including Dick Van Dyke and Cher, as fire continues to burn in the hills above Malibu, California. This is ABC News.
I'm